Welcome to Grammar Lab, where we unzip the intricacies of the English language and make grammar both fun and accessible. I'm your guide through the linguistic labyrinth, Abby. In today's linguistic concoction, we're navigating the narrow but mighty strokes that can change meaning, clarify thought, or create chaos if used incorrectly. Yes, dashes and hyphens. Ever paused mid-sentence pondering whether to punctuate with a dash or a hyphen? Stick around as we untangle the enigma of M dashes, on dashes, and hyphens in mere minutes. All right, let's start by defining our little line segments. First off, the M dash, so named because it's roughly the same width as the letter M. It's a versatile punctuation mark used to replace commas, parentheses, or colons.
And then there's the N dash, the width of an N, mainly used to connect ranges in numbers or show connection between two things.
Finally, the humble hyphen, the shortest stroke of them all, mainly used to join words together and separate syllables of a single word at the end of a line.
Starting with the M dash, it's actually a relative newcomer to our writing system, tracing its roots back to the 18th century, although printers have been using various widths of dashes for centuries. It became widespread thanks to its usefulness in mimicking the rhythms and interruptions of natural speech.
Take the sentence, "I need to buy eggs, if I can find them, milk, and bread." The M dashes emphasize the potential difficulty in finding eggs, acting as a stronger break than commas.
Now onto the N dash, which came about with the advent of the typewriter and has a love for indicating range or connection. You'd use it like this. Read pages 50 to 60 before next class.
For hyphens, their usage goes way back to ancient Greek and Latin scripts, where they appeared as simple marks to divide words at the end of lines.
Hyphens are superhero joiners in today's English, creating compound terms like mother-in-law or high-speed internet. They make two words work as one descriptor and prevent misunderstandings. You surely want to avoid saying "a man eating chicken" when you mean "a man eating chicken."
Okay, let's have a little quiz. I'll say a sentence with blank, and you fill in with M dash, eon dash, or hyphen. Ready? We'll see temperatures from 10 to 20 degrees this weekend.
And on dash, we're showing a range of temperatures, so we'll see temperatures from 10 to 20 degrees this weekend.
Nicely done, Jack. Here's another. Janice, who loves to collect antique dolls, will join us tonight.
That's an M dash. It adds a dramatic pause, so Janice, who loves to collect antique dolls, will join us tonight.
Great. What about a non-blank profit organization?
That's a hyphen. Nonprofit organization. And a bonus tip, you can usually decide if a hyphen is needed if the phrase it's part of comes before the noun it's describing. If nonprofit came after the noun, you wouldn't need the hyphen.
It's wrap-up time. Remember, an M dash can add emphasis or interruption, an on dash connects things across ranges, and a hyphen is your go-to for compound terms and word breaks.
If you have questions that you'd like for us to answer on future episodes, please get in touch at grammarlab@pagepods.com. Our email address is also in the show notes.
If you like the show, be sure to subscribe on your favorite podcast app and consider leaving a review so that others can learn more about us.
And can you manage without our weekly dig into grammar? Probably not. So subscribe to our newsletter for the latest episodes and show transcripts. Just follow the link in the show notes or email us.
This has been Grammar Lab, deciphering the secrets of English usage in your daily dose of punctuation enlightenment.
Until next episode, keep your dashes distinct and your hyphens handy.